Okay, so having established the Rambam's view that these cheshbonos, cheshbon hayachid, cheshbon hamedina, cheshbon kolom kulo, is biyodea talumos, the keldeos who has his own algorithms that we can't fully comprehend. The Rambam says there's a very important caveat here. This is all based on the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin. And Daf Mem Amud Beis in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So the Rambam says the following, and then we'll go back to the language of the Gemara, and I think see the way the Rambam broke through here. So Kol Misha Nicham Al Hamitzvah Sha'asa V'Tal Azuchuyos V'Amar Belibo U'Mahawalti Basiyasan Halavaylo Asisiyosan Hareza Ibedes Kulan V'Ein Maskirino Shum Zuchus Ba'Olam Shenemar V'Tzidka Satzadik Lo Tatzilenu B'Yom Risho. So the Rambam makes it very clear by quoting the Pasuk and the exact language of the Gemara. Sometimes it's hard, very hard, to figure out the sources of the Rambam. Sometimes it's clear as day. So here, this is one of those cases. So let's take a look at the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin and, see where the Rambam, really broke through. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, afilu tzadik gamur kol yamav, right? Not just a tzadik, but a tzadik gamur. Right, umarad be'achronis. A person is a tzadik gamur, so presumably he never sinned. So such a person, you would say they can't possibly, lose because they have no avonos. Umarad be'achrona, oive, right? So that is a merit. Now, normally you would think a merit requires some kind of an action. So ibedes harishono shenemar v'tzidka satzadik lo tzatzilenu biyom risho. So you would certainly imagine if the Gemara stopped here, especially based on the klal Barzel that we have in that same section, the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, that for Klal Yisrael we're not mitzarif machshava to ma'isa for purposes of aveira, only for purposes of mitzvah. Ma she'en kein, be'umos ha'olam. When it comes to the umos ha'olam, in fact, we are, they have the opposite. This is Gemara Kiddushin Lamitesim Beis and Tosos there talks about Esav is Mechamas Achicha Yaakov. Esav is considered as if he really harmed Yaakov, where he just wanted to Yikrevu Yimeivel Aviv Argas Yaakov Achi, but he's held responsible for that. And likewise, Daryavish, who very much wanted Daniel to survive but didn't actually save him until very late in the day, Shkia Sachama, is not credited with that salvation. So in any event, given these general principles of Machshav and Maisa, you would think that Marad Be'achrona, means that you have to, actually do something. And the Gemara says, V'nihavi kemechza avonus mechza zechuyos. So Gemara is, a little bit more mild in its questioning and says, well, you should at least be 50-50, right? You still did these things, even if, now you're, morate in some level. Kilomer v'lama ibedes harishonos. So Amar Reish Lakish, so Reish Lakish answers, betoa ala rishonos. So he uses that expression, the same expression the Rambam uses here, betoa ala zechuyos. It's a little chilling that it's Reish Lakish who's saying this, because as we know, based on the Gemara Baba Metzia, Reish Lakish himself may have actually had, this, horror happen, right? That, the Gemara Bava Metzia discusses that famous encounter between, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how Reish Lakish became, not just observant to begin with, but, the second only to Rabbi Yochanan in terms of the Gadol Hador. And they're having a conversation at some point many years later, and, Reish Lakish seems to express the idea of, Mahawalti, what did I gain by coming on this path with you since that day that I mugged you by the Jordan River? And immediately, Rabbi Yochanan gives him the Inabisha, and that's the end of Reish Lakish. So, be that as it may, it's a little shocking, and chilling that it's Reish Lakish, says B'Toal HaRishonos. So we have here an astonishing idea. When it comes to a particular, Aveira, Machshava is not Nidon Kemasa, with the exception of Avodah Zarah, Leman Tvoses Beis Yisrael Belibam, which the Rambam says, Panyivta Levavchem, that's Din D'Araisas, Iker Mechayiv Avodah Zarah is Mechayiv Balev. But be that as it may, that's when it comes to individual actions. But when you're talking about an entire lifetime, so then you really can have a din of, betoa al harishonos, and that, amazingly, even though it's just in the realm of machshava, it's categorized as a merit, and you lose, right, all of your zechuyos. In maskir no shum zechos bolam. Now again, it's interesting, that can't generate an avon. An avon still requires an actual maisa. So in terms of, machshava being counted as a maisa, here, you know, the machshava can undo a maisa, machshava of, you know, toal rishonos can undo, you know, the maisa zchus, but it can't create an avon. So the Rambam says, in maskirin lo shum zchus, bolam shenemar v'tzidkas hatzadik lo tzatzilin obiyom rishon. What I think is really fascinating here in terms of the Rambam's definition of toal rishonos and what the geder of marad be'achrona really is, and it's like, what, how much do you have to do? So the Rambam writes the following. It's not enough for a person to regret. But the Rambam has to say, Rambam says the following. So there's a sense of regret, right? It's not just to have regret. The Rambam goes further. Amar belibo umaho alti ba'asiyasan. And now here's the important part. Halivai lo asisi osan. So the Rambam says it has to be very clear. And the person isn't just experiencing, as very often people do, you know, second-guessing themselves, you know, I did the right thing, but maybe I paid too big a price for it, you know, alti tzadik harbe, whatever it is, right? But the person has to go beyond halavai lo asisi osan, right? It's not just maho alti basi asan, what did I gain? But I really wish that I hadn't done them. The Rambam, I think, put some teeth into this marad be'achrona that wouldn't necessarily have been so intuitive simply based on that expression as it's found in the Gemara.